Welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Katrina Cartwright, Education and Outreach Manager at the NAGB, and you are listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Now, just keep in mind that there's also lots of great things happening at the NAGB. So, if you're looking for something to do, if you're wondering what's there to do in the arts, if you're just looking for a nice day out, nice evening out, all of the above, we have an amazing show up right now, our NE10 Mercy, featuring the work of 51 artists. And every artist has chosen to approach this really complex theme in very unique and amazing ways. So do take the time, if you can, to go to the NAGB. We are open Tuesday to Saturday, 10 to 5, and on Sundays from 12 to 5. And it is free for all residents to come. So, you know, come bring a friend, bring your date, all of the above, bring your family, and just take a look through. And of course, we have our grounds. They're great for kids to play, have a good time, just get a breath of fresh air. Our art park is amazing. And we also have some other events coming up. We have our Inter-Island Traveling Exhibition, which is going to Long Island and opening on the 17th. So all of our Long Island people, if you are going to be in Long Island, do check out our Inter-Island Traveling Exhibition. It's going to be at the Long Island Museum and Library. And we're going to have some amazing programming accompanying that, including a curator's talk, the exhibition opening, workshops for the students, and a community workshop, our Sip and Paint. So, you know, if you like wine and you like to paint, or you just like wine and you like to hang out with your friends, Sip and Paint, it's a great way to spend your evening with us. We also have a mural, new mural, that's currently being painted by a local artist in Long Island along with some of our students. So again, do check it out. It will be at the Resource Center in Grays. We also have our monthly film series coming up, and this one is a fun one. We are going to be show screening Bridesmaids. So if you like a good laugh, adult laugh, mind, this is not for children, do come by. That is going to be show screening on the 17th of November. So always lots of fun, great, thoughtful, cultural things happening at your favorite museum. Now, going back to our conversation, now that I've begged up the NAGB and told all of you how you can find out what's happening at the NAGB. If you've forgotten what I said just now, because I spoke really fast, or you just need a reminder, or you'll be caught a piece of it, just go to our website at nagb.org.com/bs, and all of our events are on our landing page. You can also follow us on Facebook or Instagram. We are always posting stuff there. There's always so many things happening at the NAGB. Now, I have been having an amazing conversation with my guest tonight, Jody Minnis, Amanda Colson, Melissa Alcina, and we have been talking about Turn Gallery. We've been talking about Melissa's upcoming exhibition, and we actually ended the last segment talking about basically what it means to photograph a subject, what it means to kind of capture that moment with a person and have that be an image, whether that image is through photography, in Melissa's case, whether it's through a painting and so on, and really what it means to be an artist. That's a huge part of being an artist as well. And Jody had just started to jump into the conversation before we had to take a quick break. So Jody, I hope you were able to hold that thought.
I think so. I was going to say something along the lines of the Bahamas has a deep photographic history, and that, you know, our visual you know, what makes up like our art history, a lot of it dates back to photography. So you have like these William Henry Jackson photographs and these Jacob Coonley photographs that have Bahamians in the photos. And I know Dr. Krista Thompson, Iphotropics, really like pulls all of that out and makes that pretty clear. But I think in the canon of what's happening now is you have photographers like Melissa Alcina, Tamika Galanis, and so on, who are doing this thing where they photograph Bahamians not in relation to the landscape, but as, I think a lot of the photographic history is Bahamians within the landscape, or you just happen to be, you know, standing next to this Pontiana tree, and the star of the show is actually the Pontiana tree, not the person standing there, or a woman next to a palm tree, and the palm tree is so big and lush, and the woman just happens to be complimenting history to it. Whereas Melissa's photographs makes the person who she's in conversation with the star. They are the focus, their skin, the way that they, like, the crookedness of their smile, the way that their hair is braided. And they are persons who we interact with in our daily lives, people who look like my brothers and they look like my sisters and they look like my cousins, but they're not necessarily persons who in, you know, this long history or in even like current advertisements would be the people who you'd say, oh, come meet the Bahamians, you know what I mean? So I think that aspect of it is what that aspect of Melissa's practice, even from the documentary and the fine art side, is what draws me very close to it. And I have this kinship because as you know, Bahamian, I see myself in her photographs. Like the Sky and Zane is this portrait of this woman with a tattoo of the archipelago on her back, and she's holding a baby. And I'm like, oh, I could be Sky, you know, in this photograph. And I think that's what really is so special about Melissa's gaze and the depth of her practice.
Yeah, I think she like gives people their personhood, right? Which not every photograph does. Like very often photography, specifically when you live in a country that's based around tourism, you know, people are made to be objects and they're made to be secondary to the landscape, as Jody was saying. And I think, you know, again, that's sort of powerful about Melissa's work is, you know, the personhood of the subjects. And they are the subject in the real sense, and they have agency, and they're in control. In a way, what's really interesting too is that how Melissa spoke to is, it's this relationship. So Melissa doesn't have the power, the subject does, and they choose together. They have this collaborative moment where the person has the agency of like how they want to be seen, but Melissa's created that relationship where they feel they can allow themselves to be seen. And I think that's kind of what's beautiful and does kind of go across all the different threads of her practice, because there is this like portrait practice, which is very straight sort of, you know, headshot type of a situation, or like capturing someone and embodying like their job or, you know, their work as an artist. And then there's her sort of everyday kind of capturing people on the street practice, which again, it is sort of portraiture, but in a very different way, because it's sort of an informal portraiture. And then there's the sort of, you know, really artistic side where she's creating these situations and these environments. So it's interesting how she doesn't just choose one path, that there are all these sort of different approaches to capturing Bahamians in their essence. And I think that's, again, what's so intriguing, because very often a photographer will just have one path. They'll either be documentary, or they'll be portrait, or they'll be landscape. But Melissa sort of does it all, and uses a palette that is really interesting too. And even when she's photographing the ocean, it doesn't look like an ad. It doesn't look like an ad for the Bahamas. You know, it looks like the Bahamas that we see when we drive to work. And you know, there's a different light. She plays with shadow, because so often our country is seen only in bright sunshine, only in saturated colors. And Melissa is able to capture the range of color in the ocean, the range of color in the sky, the range of color in the bush, and captures the bush. Doesn't just have a palm tree, you know, the sort of totem of the Bahamas, but understands that our landscape isn't just a tree and a like a sort of bit of sand and a palm tree, that it's bush, that it's dark, that it's dappled. And I think that's kind of what is, I find very interesting about her work.
And, you know, I think, Melissa, when I look at your work and I think about that next to a Jacob Conley's, because I think we've had shows at the NAGB where we've had both your work and Jacob Conley's or a Doc Sands photos up. And, you know, thinking about Krista Thompson's book, An Eye for the Tropics, really thinking about the gaze, right? And, you know, the gaze for like the Doc Sands photos, which were actually turned into postcards with Jacob Conley, was again, like Jody was saying, like Amanda's saying, you know, it was not about the person, but it was about the landscape, about this whole idea of marketing paradise to people outside the country, trying to convince them to come here. But also something that was even more problematic was in the cases where there were people featured, it was the intention was to turn the behemoths, the people in those photographs, into kind of, how can I put it? It's like you're romanticizing poverty, right? You know, it's like, oh, here's this person who's a thing that you should come to see because they live in this like poor community and it's so sweet, but, and they're happy with their lives and, you know, all kinds of nonsense, which we look back now and realize that at the time was expected and acceptable, but nowadays we realize that it's incredibly problematic and one of the things that we really have to talk about very openly. So when you approach your work, you put your work aside, that it's so, the, like Amanda's saying, you know, you are allowing this, your subject to have, like, to really show their personhood, to be a person, to be who they are, and to be more than like an ad to come visit, like, look at us. You're like putting somebody on display, but more about, hey, this is who this person, this is who we are, this is who this person is, and they are more than just a thing that we want you to come and see. So, I mean, when you think about the decision you made to really take this approach in your photography, what really influenced you to get to that point? I guess would be my question, because you do a lot of portraiture.
I've always been a people person. Also, thank you guys. My head's going to be so big after this, I'm not going to be able to fit out the door. I've always been a people person. I love people, like, immensely. I love having conversations with people. And when I came back home, I was very depressed and I didn't know what I was going to do. And so I would take my camera with me when I would just do random things, going to the car wash or, you know, grocery shopping or just hanging out at the beach. And then I would have these conversations with people and we would kind of be, it would be very therapeutic, you know, we would have big time conversations and it didn't matter what background I came from or where they, what background they had, you know, as a Bahamian. Like, it was never the, oh, what school did you go to conversation? It was, oh, like, you know, how's your day going? And I'd be like, oh, you know, I was living in Canada and my visa's up and now I don't know what I'm going to do. And they give me words of encouragement. And I really started connecting with our culture in a different way than I had before. And it was so lovely that the photo then became like a symbol of that conversation. And it was my way to kind of say, hey, you know, thank you so much. Like, I really appreciated talking to you. So a lot of the times, like, all the pictures that I take, none of them are taken without people's permission. I don't do that. I don't do street photography, although I do have respect for, you know, other photographers and the mediums that they choose to work with, but it's just not my way. I prefer to get to know the individual. And so you may see a photo that, you know, how does she capture that? Because I went up to the person and I asked them and I told them a bit about myself and we had a conversation. And you'll definitely know that I spent as much time as they allowed me to talk to them. but I don't know. I just love it. And then, you know, after a while, I just kind of started transitioning. I started realizing, you know, anybody, you know, talks about Jamaica or something like that, or even Trinidad, like someone could have an idea of, oh yeah, I know Trinidadians, or, oh yeah, we know Jamaicans. And I was like, what do you know about Bahamians though? When you think of Bahamians, what are you thinking about? Are you just thinking about a service that we can provide for you when you come on vacation? Or are you just thinking about the pictures you see on the internet where we're suffering because there was a really bad hurricane? And I'm like, there's not a lot of those pictures going around in modern day imagery of us just being us, like images that we know, that we see in our, you know, everyday life. Just like Jody said, that could be your brother. That probably is your brother. That probably is your cousin. I've definitely photographed people who I ended up finding out I was related to. Like, it's just, I didn't like that there was a lack of representation of who we are by ourselves. And like, yeah, you said, like, on our own terms, like, there was just nothing. Like, you Google it, and, okay, maybe you'll see Junkanoo, which is great, but then that's it. Like, there's nothing else. And I was like, no, I don't like that. Like, we need to have some representation. And it's obvious. It's honestly really great. The stories you hear, the conversations you get, like, you really feel the most Bahamian when you're talking to another Bahamian about daily life. You can be in the bank and something can be taking too long and a Bahamian will talk to you and y'all will complain together and you feel like you have a kinship. Like there's, that's just who we are. So
and it's not, it's, and I think I love it too, because again, like I said, it's not only the people, it's also the landscape. You know, whenever we see our landscape reflected back for us, it's so often like, come lie on this beach. You know, how many of us actually want to go stand in the sun all day? Like none of us. Like we live in a hot country. We want to be in the shade. People always ask me when I try.
We hide.
Yeah. And Melissa's photographs show that. They show how we seek shade, how we seek, you know, coolness as well, because, you know, like we're constantly marketing our hotness to other people, like, oh, come to the Bahamas and be warm in winter and lie on a beach. And I think that's actually not our reality at all. That's not how we live. So it's, you know, it's the people, but it's also like our landscape and how we see it. And even when she takes on something that could be seen as a trope, you know, like in the turn of the century, there were all those photographs of young boys diving for coins. And, you know, that became kind of like a standard trope. But, you know, the truth of the matter is that, you know, we do go out and jump off the pier in the summer because it's hot. And Melissa kind of captures that moment, but, you know, she owns it. She owns it for us. She owns it for the, you know, the boys are not doing it for someone else. They're not doing it for tourists. They're not doing it for the camera. They're not, you know, she captures Bahamians in themselves, enjoying themselves, enjoying their landscape, enjoying our country. And so she takes these kind of like idealized images that sometimes can be even sort of, you know, something like, oh yeah, I've seen that, but she turns it into something else and turns it into the trueness. She seeks the truth in that image. And I think that's also important. Yeah, Melissa, how's your head? Is it getting bigger?
I'm trying to pick myself off the floor. I may need help.
But you know what, Melissa, we are there to help you. And you know what? And everything you've heard is everything that you deserve, because this is the work that you do and it's incredible. I remember the first pieces that you submitted to a show. I also remember the first time I met you, which I think was at Pop-Up. So I think this was around the time you first came back and we're trying to figure out what to do. So it's just really great to see where your practice has gone and where it's going. So we've been talking a lot about your practice. We've been talking about what it means to have gallery representation, about, you know, like the growth of the art community here, and actually it's that slowly beginning to have more of an art market in this country. But tell us a bit more about the show that's coming up. We just have a couple of minutes, you know, like, what will people expect? What can people expect to see when they come? What time does it open? You know, all the good things.
Okay, I'll do the housekeeping bit. Melissa can speak more to her work if she wants to, but it's Thursday night. So tomorrow night. So, you know, write that in your calendar, is the opening from 7 to 9. We will have a Sky Juice.
Sky Juice.
every opening we have a different drink depending on, sometimes we're like, you know, we're going to be all grown up and have our like wine. And sometimes we just have like beer in cans, but you know, Melissa's like, we're going for the Sky Juice. So come down. 7 to 9 Thursday night. If you miss the opening, then the show's up till December 10th. So we're open Tuesday to Saturday, 10 to 6. So you can come anytime. And I think, you know, one of the things is that you'll see photographs in different sizes. Melissa's work is available in different sizes. So you can have smaller ones or bigger ones. But she not very often will choose. She'll be like, this image is not going to work in this size. So, you know, everything is available to get off the wall, but also you can say like, oh well, I like this one, but I've got a really big wall, or I've got a really small wall. So that's my like art sales hat on. And then you'll just, I think Melissa can talk about what you're going to see. It's kind of, again, the three strands of the practice.
Yeah, I think you're just going to see how my work kind of evolves. It's come from a place where I was in conversation with people, and now it's kind of transitioning into a place where I'm now staging things a bit more than I used to. And I think the space is really going to be laid out super well to kind of show that flow within my practice. And yeah, like Amanda said, the opening's tomorrow from 7 to 9. If you don't make the opening though, you miss the Sky Juice. So that's all I'm going to say about that.
and you miss meeting Melissa, who, as you can tell, is a delight. So sometimes it's really nice to go to an opening and meet the artist and get to talk to them and show your support. You know, for an artist, it's so important to see people coming And, you know, it's not only about selling work. I always said that even at NHEB, you know, like, just come to show support and to enjoy the work. And, you know, people sometimes are intimidated by museums or galleries. We're there because we love it. We're there because we love the work. All we want to do is talk about the work all day long. So just come and, you know, meet the people, ask the questions, enjoy the work. Yeah, just come.
Yes, please, everybody, just come. And we've run out of time, but thank you to all of our guests. Thank you, Amanda, Melissa, and Jody, for a wonderful conversation. Thank you so much for sharing what you're doing. Thank you for inviting us to come as well.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, and thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in. Thank you. So have a wonderful evening. And remember that you can, if you missed it or you want to hear the show again, you can get the recording on NHEB's website at nheb.org.ds. So thank you again. Have a wonderful, wonderful night.